Live in the moment. The life that you live in this very moment is a changing life. God tells us, every moment that I give you, I'm in it. There's not a moment of your life that God's not watching. There is not a pain in your life that God doesn't know about. God says, I want you to live in the moment. But I want you to have the wisdom to trust me, says God. Have the wisdom to trust God in every moment of your life. Now, I know so many of you have so much training in life, skill training, life training, husband training, all the training that you've had in your life. God says, all the training is good, but I'm better. All the training that you have in your life is awesome, but God is the most awesome. I hope I got that one right. Most awesome. Because God looks to you and sees in you what he saw in you before time began. That's how well God knows you. Before time even existed, God knew you. Before the beginning of the beginning, God knew you. That's scripture. So with God, there is no such thing as a beginning. God is. God is all. God knows all. And God loves all. He loved so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But now listen to me. You got to have the wisdom to trust God. I know in my training and all over the years, trust your training, trust your training. That's good. But in trusting my training all of these years, I learned something. Trust God with that training. Trust God in all that you do. It is God that makes the difference. It is God that makes a difference in you so that you can make a difference in others. God is using you. You are somebody's miracle. So appreciate God using you and caring enough to so love that he so gave, so you can have so much in this life. God opens his arms and he gives us his baby. He opens his heart and he gives us his truth. He opens his mind and he gives us his wisdom. He speaks and all creation trembles at the voice of God. God's voice is the voice. And God says, I want you to trust me. That's wisdom. That's God. That's your life. Now, God has allowed us to live. For probably majority of us here, we have always lived in a free country. The freedom to speak, the freedom to hear what we want to hear, the freedom to say what we want to say, even though a lot of times we'd be better off if we didn't. Many within your own congregation chose to be in armed services, to fight for the freedom if the time came, and then to die if it had to be. But the wisdom comes from God. The be wise is when you trust God, not your own mind. It's not what you think. It's what God knows that's going to get you around the next bend, the next curve in the road, the next wreck you're involved with, the next time a doctor looks at you and says, "I'm sorry, you have cancers. There's two of them, and there's nothing we can do. We can't get them out." You see, the wisdom to know who created you. Maybe you will go ahead and die. But it's a glory time for a Christian. I'm sad to leave my friends and happy to meet the ones that have already gone when I get there. But it's the mark I leave that's going to make a difference. Did I touch somebody's life in a way to where they sought the wisdom of God? It's not your wisdom or my wisdom. It's the wisdom of God in a situation. John 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Listen to Jesus. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Jesus said, "I came to do something." And he did it. He says, now trust. Trust in what I took to that cross. Your sins, your punishment, your guilt. I took it all for you. And it calls us by name. You can never be found guilty of it. It can never be mentioned ever in heaven. Not one wrong against you is allowed to be mentioned in the presence of God. You know why? Because of the wisdom of God who touched your life. And Jesus said, "Won't you come?" And you said, "Here am I, Lord, save me." And he did. It's in who Jesus is in your life. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to keep causing hurt yourself, and you're going to keep being hurt. But God says, "I want you to have the wisdom to trust me." That's very difficult in your younger years to catch on to that. But have the wisdom to trust God, not the situation. Not the situation when you're being fired at. And you can't move. You're terrified. As a young Marine, you can do nothing but watch the tracer rounds come in. And you're so petrified. So much for being tough, huh? But God sent a hand. Yeah, it was hooked to a lieutenant. And to pull you to safety. Listen to me. You can't plan that. You can't prepare for that. That's the wisdom to trust God. I don't know what's going on, but I know God. And God says, "I want you to remember that when you trust me, when we trust God, we admit that he decides what to allow in our life. He decides it. You can't decide that. Well, I'm going to get over here and I'm going to get away from all bad people. So I'm going to get over here and I'm going to sit right in the middle of Vine Grove Baptist Church. Man, it's a great place for you to sit, but you didn't get away from the bad ones." You see what I mean? You and I, we don't know life. And you don't know your life. You don't know what's going to happen next in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, he said, "Don't you worry about it. I got this for you because I love you." Thaddeus might be a preacher. Think of it. God says, we need to admit that whatever he decides, he's going to allow in our life, there's a purpose for it. For those of you ladies who have hard-headed husbands, there's a purpose for them. It's to teach you patience. And I'm getting out of it again right now. Listen to this scripture, please. This is Daniel 4, verse 36. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him, to God. He has the power to do as he pleases among the angels of heaven and with those who live on earth. No one can stop him or challenge him, saying, "What do you mean by doing these things?" I hear that from people quite often. Why did God allow that? Why did God allow this? It's okay for you to ask God questions, but it's not okay for you to question God. There's a reason for it. "Lord, I don't understand." I know you don't, Larry. And you won't till you get up here with me. And I'll show you life and how it is. Your life. Where I have never, ever been absent from it. I know that in my heart now. I've grown to understand that in my spirit now. But God says, whatever I've decided for you, there is a purpose for it. There's a reason it is there. So call on me so I can deal with it on your behalf. Folks, there is a spiritual warfare continuing to this time. While you're in this body, on this earth, that spiritual warfare continues to rage in the spiritual realm. Satan, evil, continuing to battle against good. Do you know who's protected in all of this? You, Christian. Well, I don't know whether you thought of this or not, or had ever dreamed about this taking place in your life. But you need to understand that Jesus, in looking straight at your life, knows when he needs to be seated right here in your next move. He knows to look to your life, and when you look to him, you are the one that is protected, for he moves around the bend. He turns the curves of your life. He gets in the ditch, and when you hit that ditch, there he is, waiting, sending people to help pull you out. God says, "Trust me." We too often say, "Why did this have to happen to me?" Instead, we should be saying, "Lord, thank you for delivering me through that situation." And then you need to prepare for the next time. There will be a next time until you leave this earth. There's always going to be a next time. But there is always God who says, "Trust me," and he will make it work out for the good of those who know and love the Lord. For their good, the ones who are called to his service as every Christian. Every Christian. When we trust God, we see opportunities in our troubles. Look at those troubles. There's opportunities in those troubles. Brother Larry, right now all I see is hurt. That's because you're looking through the eyes of hurt and of pain. What God is trying to explain to us is because of what his son did, he came to take that hurt on our behalf. You are hurting physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, you are hurting. And God says, you can't handle it, Larry. Trust me. That's why the trust me is there. Trust the Lord to do it. Trust the Lord to straighten it out. You can't. You don't even know how you got in half the messes you're in. How in the world are you going to figure how to get out of them? God says, trust me and see the opportunities in your troubles. James 1, verses 2 and 3. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. I've always had trouble with that, I'll admit it. Because here's what always came to my in my vision, in my mind. That's why I trust the Lord's word more than I trust my mind. But when I think of that statement, I think of me trying to drive a nail and missing the nail and hitting my thumb. Well, now, Brother Larry, go by the word. The word tells me to praise God. That's not easy, people. When you're looking at that thumb swelling and bleeding, and it's talking to you. And the scripture said, dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Thank you, Lord, for letting me mash my thumb. But I know that goes so much deeper now. Because there's never been a time that I call upon the Lord that he didn't come. Did you know that? Do you know the great surprise of me in my life, in learning every day of life? It's when I said, I've got to call upon the name of the Lord to get God down here, get him involved, and to realize he's right beside me. I didn't have to get him down here. He's in me. He's already here. All he asked for is trust. You trust me. Not what you think you know, because believe it or not, you don't know everything. And the older you get, the more you realize you don't know very much at all. Had you known, you wouldn't be in the mess you're in. And you would have done it different. That's what God's talking about. You take time out to call on me. You let me work this thing out. All you're going to do is add more problems to it, because you're going to do it your way. I will do this my way. Rest of you can hit the highway. Well, the trouble is, your way's not the right way. God's way is always the right way. Always. Nothing. No one can stop him. No one can challenge him. And yet we question him. Why? God sets everything into motion. The weather. We call Mother Nature. Mother Nature, you go out and do your thing. Human beings, you go out and do what I've called you to do. And then he tells each part of creation to do it. That's all creation is doing their thing. The only one that can interrupt their thing is the creator of that thing. And God says, call on me when you're troubled. When the storms of life are raging, call on me. So I can calm the storm of your life, the questions in your mind, the battles that you fight in your spirit. Call on me. That's wisdom. It is the wisdom of God. Trust in his word. You mean God will take time out of all things just to help me? My God, your God, refused to stop the crucifixion of his only begotten son because of you. He refused to kill all those who were speaking all manner of evil against his son, blasphemers. He could have wiped them out without a word. But no, he saw you. He's got your name. He saw you. And in order for you and me to be a part of the family of God, Jesus had to go to that cross. And he had to stay on it. And he had to shed every drop of blood, take all the beatings, all the punishment we deserved, he took. In God's wisdom, so that the day that you and I said, I believe, God put his stamp of love on your person, who you are. I don't care your age. I care about you knowing the truth about God. And it's not in the words of wisdom of man, but God's truth is in his own words, which are wisdom. And it would be wise for man to listen. So therefore, he says, look at the opportunities in your troubles. There's opportunities in my troubles? A lot of them. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, this was the end of it, your endurance has a chance to grow. Oh, thank you, Lord, I can deal with the thumb now. Good, Larry. That's endurance. Wait till you hit both of them next week. You see what I'm getting at? It's the fact of life. Life is doing its thing. God is doing God's thing. He's watching after us. He's training us. He's teaching us. He's loving us despite us. Despite our human will fighting against his loving will. He loves us. When we trust God, we witness the power of Jesus. Apostle Paul had a lot of troubles. Oh boy, did he ever. For one thing, he was brilliant. And another thing was, he had committed so many sins against God before he got saved. So he had to battle all of that. And all the people who hated him, well, you know, they should have, you know, not hated him so much. Really? Paul was guilty of the murder of multiple dear Christians, including Stephen, the first deacon, the first martyr there, standing, being stoned to death, while Paul's holding the coats of those who are stoning. But Paul had a surprise waiting. Jesus. See, Paul was brilliant in the word, and he bypassed faith, hope, and love. It was all focused in the word. He was a Jew of Jews. He was a legalist of legals. He was in his own head. But when he got saved, he got out of his head and went straight to the heart of Christ. And it was Jesus touching his life. Jesus moving in him. Paul, though, well, he called it a thorn in his flesh. We don't know what that was. whether it was a sickness, ailment, or illness, or whatever it was. We don't know what it was. But he had prayed to God three times for God to remove that thorn in his flesh. Paul thought that he could do a better job for God if he didn't have that holding him back. But God said in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, listen to Paul explain it. Each time, he said, my gracious favor is all you need, Paul. My power works best in your weakness. Do you hear it, Christian? God's power works best in your weakness. So now, Paul says, I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may work through me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Oh, man. I must be tough, because I feel so weak. I feel weak physically. I feel weak mentally. I feel weak emotionally. I feel weak within. Meaning I feel like I don't know what to do next. So when I feel like I don't know what to do next, just a little bit of wisdom lets me know, ask the one who knows. I happen to know the one who knows. His name is Jesus. He saved my soul. He gave his all, his life for me, so that I, in my weakest moment, can feel the almighty power of God himself. The same God that held his hand back from destroying all those at the cross. He did it for me. And that same God is continuing to do for me and for you. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hell only awaits those who do not believe. Do you hear me? Salvation is of the Lord. Do you know? It don't get better than that, Brother Randy. That's the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for looking to our heart, for seeing your creation and loving us. Father, we don't understand that kind of love, to where when we're guilty, you take the hit for us. We don't understand that kind of peace that only you can give. And yet, at our weakest moment, you make us strong. Touch us now, Lord, I pray. Touch each family that's present, those that are listening. Give us the wisdom of the day, Lord, the courage, the boldness. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.